It's 4:30 here on Downtown. And time for us to talk basketball. John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Well, the people's choice, the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hello there, John.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Great to see that fans put your podcast right up there among the best around.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, the New England Sports Survey. This is like one of my favorite honors because it's a complete write-in vote. People ask for, you know, what's your favorite podcast, sports podcast in New England? And to have the Celtics as like the top three, it's really special. So I'm very thankful for everybody who voted, who agrees, and even for the people who disagree.
Well, I don't care much for those people, but my goodness, I'm still basking in the afterglow of that win over the Warriors. That's about as good as I think it could get without a banner being hung afterwards.
Yeah, it was a great day, just all around, just like a lot of fun things happening, a lot of, you know, fun things on the floor, a little bit of a catharsis there. You know, the Celtics still have like that finals loss kind of hanging over them a little bit. People since then, like, it's one thing to have lost to the Warriors, but since then they have a couple more losses and you get this kind of feeling of the perception is that the Warriors kind of have a their number, they have a thing on them, and to go out there and rip them apart like they did, I'm sure it felt good for the guys and feels good for the fans too, because, you know, you like to see a little, obviously you want to see your team win, but you like to see them win in convincing ways like that.
And as it turned out, maybe the defensive mindset of saying, hey, let's just let Jalen shoot whenever he wants, that didn't seem to play out so well.
No, that didn't go great. It felt like they were trying to get into his head more than anything. But if there's anything that shows that this team is different, that this year is a little bit different, and they picked a great tagline for their season saying different here. It is different because Jalen didn't fall for that mind game. He didn't like get too caught up in it. He hit the shots, but it was just like, if there's ever a message to be sent, I don't care about the win as much as some people do. I don't care about the size of the win as much as some people do, because the Warriors were on their third game in four nights. It was the end of a long road trip. It didn't seem like, you know, like it was probably a schedule loss for them anyway. But that Jalen didn't kind of fall for that little trick, it didn't go the way they thought it would, I think that's as much a message sent than anything. It's just like, you can't get into his head the way maybe you think you could have 2 years ago. So it was good to see him kind of step up and the guys encouraging him to step up and all of that.
And another example of what we've talked about with this team, guys knowing their roles and stepping up when needed. No Porzingis. That's okay. Luke Kornet's going to play like an all-star.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Look, it's, you know, Brad likes to talk about starring in your role. Like, people will say, well, Jason's the star, Jalen's the star, but you can be a star in your role, right? You can do your role so well that people are like, wow, that guy was great tonight. And that's what Luke Kornet did, and that's what Peyton Pritchard did, and that's what all these other guys did. Guys like Derek White, Drew Holiday, those guys who can do a lot more but take a little bit of a step back or a little bit of a different role, because that's what this team needs. The most impressive thing about this team to me is their mentality, where everybody's on the same page. It's so hard to get everybody on the same page for a whole season, and it's amazing to see.
Now, I know he won't get the credit until they hang that banner, but what a job Brad Stevens has done assembling this roster.
Yeah, you know, look, it's, they got mismatches all over the floor. They don't have a weakness out there. It's such a well-constructed team from a talent standpoint, from a mental standpoint. And think about Porzingis willing to take that, like, little bit of a reduced role or a different role. Holiday, White, and even, like, Tatum and Brown, who don't feel the need to go out there and score more points. All of that stuff, the way this team has been put together, everybody understands that there's one way for them to win. There's one way for them to dominate, and that's everybody being together, everybody being on that same page. And some guys maybe taking a little bit less of a role than before. And to have the guys that are willing to do that, that's, I think, the important thing. And it's no disrespect to Marcus Smart or to Malcolm Brogdon, but those two guys, when they got in the game, did kind of look for their own a little bit more. And it's very glaring that Holiday and Porzingis kind of don't. They get theirs within the flow. And it's a little bit of a difference that goes a long way for Boston.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Tonight it's the Cavaliers. And how much for these other Eastern teams, because they're way back in the standings, how much of this is about at least showing they can compete with the team that's clearly the best in the East?
Yeah, and look, Cleveland is going to be down because they don't have Donovan Mitchell. Mm. And that's always a like a warning sign to me, because that always means the other guys are going to play harder. And they still have, you know, the rest of the team is still pretty good. They're scuffling a little bit, but, you know, Darius Garland is really good. Evan Mobley is really good. All of these guys that they have are good players. And when the star is down, or one of the stars is down, the other guys take it upon themselves to try to step up a little bit. And so there's a proving ground against the Celtics. There's a proving ground for it being on national TV. It's a TNT game. There's a lot there for Cleveland to say, hey, you know, we might have had a couple of hiccups here, but don't forget we just went 20-5 to climb to second in the East, and we're fighting for seeding here. There's always something to fight for when you're a good team, or a team that's, you know, measuring yourself against a great team.
And as we look ahead in the schedule, are we going to see an NBA Finals preview when they play the Nuggets?
Yeah, could be. I mean, that's something that everybody's looking forward to. And, you know, it's understandable, right? It's the Nuggets. It's a road game, another national TV game. And people want to see the Celtics kind of show, hey, we are better than the Nuggets. This game will let you kind of feel better about the Celtics' chances. But from a Boston perspective, you can't empty the playbook, right, to win that game. And you have to do some things maybe in a little bit more basic way, because if you do reach the finals, or you want to get to the finals, some of the tricks that you might want to use, you can't just empty that clip. So it's going to be a fun one. I think the guys are going to be motivated. I think fans are going to be really into that game, and we'll see how it goes. I personally, if the Celtics lose, I'm not going to look at it as, oh, see, they can't beat the best teams. I don't think that's the case. But I think for their sake, I think it would just be nice to avoid that level of distraction. So if they can go out there and win, and if there's something that they can do to win that game and quiet a lot of the naysayers, I think it will just allow for more business-like rest of the season, because I think that's like the last big test. If they can go out there and beat the Nuggets, who are playing well, and Jokic is playing like an MVP, if they can go out there and beat the Nuggets, I think a lot of people will just kind of like back off and say, okay, let's let them get through the rest of March. They've proven a lot, and we'll just pick it up when the playoffs come around.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, thanks so much as always. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll visit with you again next week.
All right. Talk to you then, buddy.
You got it. Celtics Talk with John every Tuesday here on Downtown.